Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom as we try to solve a mystery together.
That's right, we are back with Ivy and Dean for this month's mystery article. We've already found out about what this month's mystery is. Lockers are being broken into again.
Yeah, things have been taken, and we want to know who is doing this. Ivy and Dean are looking at camera footage from the school. We will find out what happened and who is responsible, hopefully, in today's lesson. Let's jump into it with the first part of our story.
Reputation rules.
Marcus Lin?
Dean blinked.
Isn't he class president?
Yes,
Ivy said.
Super polite, super clean, on the outside at least.
They waited by the vending machines until the final bell rang.
Why?
Ivy asked when Marcus walked by.
Why frame Leo?
Marcus paused, his smile not reaching his eyes.
I needed those earbuds to resell,
he mumbled.
I borrowed money from my dad's business and couldn't pay it back. I figured no one would question it if the school troublemaker got blamed.
Dean said with contempt,
You're class president.
Marcus looked away.
That's why it had to be clean.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 contempt 这个名词，意思呢是藐视、轻视。譬如 The crowd looked at the dishonest politician with clear contempt because his promises had been empty and had hurt many people. 群众带着轻蔑看着这位不诚实的政客，因为他的承诺都是空话，并且伤害了许多人。它的形容词是 contemptuous， 意思是轻蔑的、轻视的。譬如 ，Jason gave Kevin a contemptuous look after he read the wrong answer aloud and ignored the instructions during class. Jason 在 Kevin 大声读出错误答案，而且无视课堂指示后，投以轻蔑的眼神。Contemptuous 的副词是 contemptuously， 意思是轻蔑的。譬如。The waiter made the situation worse by speaking contemptuously to the already upset customer. 服务生用轻蔑的语气对那位已经很不高兴的顾客说话，使得情况变得更糟。
So Ivy and Dean were looking at the camera footage from the school's surveillance system. They saw a name on the back of a jacket, M. Lin.
That's right, and the person or figure in this jacket had put something into Leo Park's backpack. Ivy and Dean think that what was put into the backpack could be the proof, something that was stolen from someone else's locker.
In some way, they still think this was a setup. So who is this? Well, Dean thinks maybe this is Marcus Lin.
He says, Marcus Lin?Isn't he class president?
Class president. This is a student leader at a school, often elected by the class. Now, class here doesn't mean like your one class with a teacher of 30 or 40 people. It's all of the people in the same year. Often they will graduate together.
Exactly. So you can use class president in a few different ways. You might have a president of just your class, but what we're talking about here is, as Garrett said, the class of all of the students that will graduate the same year. You could say she is our class president.
Okay, Ivy agrees with Dean. She says, yes, super polite, super clean. on the outside at least.
So what Ivy is saying is, this person looks like a good person. He's very, we say, clean cut. He looks like he didn't do anything wrong, but Ivy says, on the outside.
Yeah, it might be just for show. They waited by the vending machines until the final bell rang. Why? Ivy asked Marcus when he walked by.
Why frame Leo? Now, this word frame has to do with what we were talking about earlier, the idea of a setup. If you set someone up, you could say that you frame them. So it sounds like Ivy is accusing Marcus of framing Leo.
All right, Marcus paused, and then he responds. His smile didn't reach his eyes.
This is a really interesting way to say that someone's smile looks fake or sad. They might be smiling with the muscles on their face, but they aren't really happy.
Yeah, their smile isn't big enough to where their mouth goes up high, almost to their eyes. You might say, he smiled, but it wasn't reaching his eyes.
Okay, so Marcus smiles at Ivy. He's not actually happy, though. I needed those earbuds to resell, he mumbled. I borrowed money from my dad's business and couldn't pay it back.
Okay, so he was in a difficult money situation, and so he stole something in order to make some money. He says, I figured no one would question it if the school troublemaker got blamed.
The school troublemaker. A troublemaker is a person who often causes problems. If something goes wrong or if there's some type of disruption, oftentimes it's because of a troublemaker. And because we see the word school here, the idea here is that maybe Leo is someone who makes problems in school a lot.
Yeah, or doesn't follow the rules. We can see it in that word. A troublemaker makes trouble.
Okay, so Marcus says here, he figured no one would question it if the school troublemaker got blamed. Now, Dean says something with contempt. Dean's a little shocked and surprised and judgmental here. He says, you're class president.
He's saying this because he doesn't think this is something a class president should do or normally would do. He's pretty frustrated.
Yeah, Dean is quite frustrated here. And it does seem that Marcus might feel embarrassed because it says here that he looked away. When you see it said like this in a conversation, when someone looks away, it means that they're turning their eyes in another direction. Often it's because they're guilty or embarrassed and they don't want to look someone in the eye.
Right. You might hear someone say, she looked away when he stared because she knew she did the wrong thing.
Sometimes people look away when they feel uncomfortable as well. But the idea is that you don't want to face whatever is being said or done.
Yes. So Marcus looked away and says, that's why it had to be clean.
Oh, that's why it had to be clean. What Marcus means is that he is class president and he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. So he had to be very, very careful to make sure Leo got blamed for what he did.
And it seems like he did not succeed because Ivy and Dean figured it out.
Yeah, he said he wanted it to be clean, but it really wasn't a clean job. There was still video evidence.
All right, we'll find out what happened next right now, friends. Let's go watch the next part of this story.
Reputation rules.
Ivy didn't say anything right away. Then she pulled out her phone.
You're lucky the camera near the lockers was broken, but this one wasn't.
She showed him the video. The jacket with gold letters, the sleight of hand drop into Leo's backpack. Marcus turned pale.
I'm not interested in ruining your life,
Ivy said.
But I advise that Leo's be fixed.
Stay 接下来我们来看 ruin 这个动词，意思是毁坏、破坏。譬如 ，heavy rain threatened to ruin the outdoor wedding, so the family quickly moved the tables, chairs, and decorations inside. 大雨险些搞砸了这场户外婚礼，所以这家人赶紧把桌椅和布置搬进室内。ruin 的过去分词 ruined 可以当形容词用，意思是毁坏的、荒废的。譬如 ，The ruined house stood empty for years with broken windows, cracked walls, and weeds growing through the floor. 这座废弃的房子闲置多年，窗户破损，墙壁皲裂，地板中间长了杂草。常见片语 be in ruins 的意思是成为废墟，毁于一旦。譬如 ，After the large earthquake, the old city was in ruins.Leaving residents struggling to rebuild their homes and businesses. 大地震过后，旧城成为了废墟，居民们艰难地重建房屋和生计。
So we've figured out who did it, who stole those earphones from the locker. It was the class president, Marcus Lin. He thought he got away with it. Now, let's find out how Dean and Ivy figured it out.
Well, we see here that in response to Marcus, Ivy didn't say anything right away. She's probably thinking about how she wants to handle this. Then she pulled out her phone.
All right, she says, you're lucky the camera near the lockers was broken, but this one wasn't.
She showed him the video, the jacket with gold letters, the sleight of hand drop into Leo's backpack.This is proof, this is evidence showing Marcus, Ivy, and Dean know what he did.
Now, let's talk about this term sleight of hand. It's one you might hear if you go to a magic show. Sleight of hand is quick hand movements. They're designed to trick people.
I often hear sleight of hand used when we're talking about magicians or thieves.For example, you could say the pickpocket, which is a type of thief, used sleight of hand to take the man's wallet.
Okay, so there was sleight of hand in the video footage, and Marcus turned pale.
Oh, if someone turns pale, it means that their face becomes white because they're afraid or because they're shocked.
Yeah, for example, she turned pale when she heard the news.I wonder why our bodies do this.
Yeah, it's a good question. The only other situation I can think of when we say that someone turns pale is when they feel really sick. Sometimes if you feel sick very suddenly, you will also turn pale.
Yeah, it might have something to do with blood flow. Well, we see one more thing from Ivy here. I'm not interested in ruining your life, but...I advise that Leo's be fixed.
All right, so Ivy knows that Leo is in trouble here, all because of Marcus. So she is giving Marcus some advice. She advises him to do something.
When you advise someone, you give them helpful suggestions or you give them advice.
Here's an example. I advise you to study hard.That way, you pass all your tests.
Okay, we're not quite done, but right now, it is time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To pay it back. A couple of summers ago, I borrowed $20 from my best friend.To buy tickets for a concert we both really wanted to see. I promised I'd pay him back the next week, but then I kept forgetting. Finally, I handed him the money plus an extra ice cream cone as an apology. That moment of returning what I owed, that's paying it back. Payback means to return money that you borrowed.Or owe someone. We use it mostly for loans, debts, or favors involving cash. It's straightforward and honest. For example, she borrowed my headphones last month and promised to pay me back by Friday. Or after the group trip, everyone paid back their share of the hotel bill right away. Here are a couple of similar phrases. Pay off can mean to finish paying a debt completely or to give a bribe, but we usually mean the first one in everyday talk. For example, he worked extra shifts so he could pay off his new bike in 6 months. Settle up is casual and means to pay what you owe, often at the end of a shared meal or trip. For example, when the pizza arrived, we settled up so nobody owed anyone anything. Paying back that $20 felt like lifting a tiny weight off my shoulders. Honesty and keeping promises make everything smoother. Next time you borrow something, remember, paying back what you owe makes sure everyone leaves happy. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Reputation rules.
The next day, during morning announcements, Principal Torres made a quiet correction.
After reviewing new evidence, we've determined Leo Park was not responsible for the recent thefts. His record will be cleared effective immediately.
That afternoon, Ivy found a note in her locker. No name, just neat handwriting.
Thanks for giving me a second chance. I'll do better.
Immediately 这个副词意思是立刻马上。 譬如, after hearing the loud noise outside, Dylan immediately went to the balcony and looked down to see what had happened. Dylan 听到外面巨大的声响后，立刻走到阳台往下看发生了什么事。 Immediately 去掉字尾的 ly 就是形容词了。Immediate 意思呢是立即的、直接的。譬如 The doctor gave immediate attention to the runner, instructing her to sit down so he could check her injured leg carefully. 医生立即对这位跑者进行检查，指示他坐下，以便仔细检查他受伤的腿。名词是 immediacy， 意思是及时性、直接感。譬如 The video call created a sense of immediacy that made the conversation feel more personal and direct despite the long distance. 尽管相隔遥远，视讯通话营造一种即时感，让对话显得更亲切而且直接。以上就是今天的Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So now Marcus Lin has a chance to do the right thing. He made a mistake. He did something pretty mean to Leo. Let's find out what he does next.
Okay, well, we first find out what someone else does. And we see here that Principal Torres is making a correction.
Making a correction. A correction is to fix a mistake. Now, that could come in many different forms. Here, she's making a correction to the information.
Right. You might have a teacher that helps you make corrections on an essay that you write. But here, the correction being made is through the morning announcements. Here it is. After reviewing new evidence, we've determined Leo Park was not responsible for the recent thefts.
After there was new evidence. Evidence is facts or signs that prove something. Another similar word is that word proof.
Let's use the word evidence in a sentence. Police found strong evidence that he had committed the crime.
Okay, so Leo did not commit these thefts. His record will be cleared effective immediately.
All right, so it sounds like the school is making things right. Leo was accused, and it turns out people were wrong about him. So that's good that the principal has decided to announce to everyone that Leo isn't responsible.
This kind of correction makes me think of something that news outlets sometimes do. If they wrote something that's not true in a story they published, they might go back and put in corrections to fix the information.
Yeah, that's exactly what this kind of correction is like as well. Well, we find out what's going on with the students here. That afternoon, Ivy found a note in her locker. No name. Oh, that means it was anonymous. Just neat handwriting.
Handwriting. Your handwriting is the way someone writes by hand. Sometimes you can tell who wrote something just based on the handwriting.
We often use neat and messy to describe people's handwriting. For example, it's really hard to read his handwriting because it's so messy.
Okay, so on this note, it said, "Thanks for giving me a second chance. I'll do better." So who wrote this?
Well, it seems like Marcus has written this because Ivy advised him to make it right, and based on the principal's correction during the announcement that morning, Marcus must have admitted to what he had done.
Yeah, I guess so. The surprising thing here is the principal never announced who actually did this. Is he going to be in trouble?
Well, I'm not sure. I unfortunately think, Garrett, that because Marcus is the class president, maybe the school administration is trying to protect him. I know that's not right, but if they didn't announce who did commit the thefts, it makes me think that's what happened.
Maybe with a second chance, he won't do something like this again. Well, friends, that's it for this story. We'll be back in just a moment. First, here's our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 advise that 加主词加原形动词句型，它用来表示建议或劝告，常用在正式的语境中。在 that 引导的受词子句中，动词必须使用原形，即使主词是第三人称单数。而在英式英文中，常见 should 加原形动词的形式。如果是被动语态，则使用 be 加过去分词。另外，除了 advise 可以使用的动词，还有 suggest、request 和 order 等等。来看例句。The manager advised that the project be completed by next Friday. 经理建议下周五以前完成这个专案。
Ivy and Dean have solved this month's mystery. That means it's time for us to think like a detective. Why did Marcus assume he could get away with the theft? And how did Ivy's approach help fix more than just Leo's reputation? Sounds like there's a few questions here.
Let's start with that first one. I think Marcus assumed this because of his reputation. No one would think he would do this, and people wouldn't be surprised that Leo might do this because he's a troublemaker.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Garrett. And why do you think Ivy's approach helped fix more than just Leo's reputation?
I think I might need help with this question.
Yeah, I think that maybe Ivy's idea here was if Marcus fixed it himself, maybe he would become a better person in the process.
Yeah, but will he? I'm not so sure. It's not clear just based on this story.
What do you think, friends? You can talk about this and your opinions in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.